Hey, this is Michael. The topic for today's episode is Resident Evil 7 Cloud Version for the Nintendo Switch. I'll go over everything I know about this project. It's episode 5 of Play On Gamer. Let's get it on. If you're confused about the name given to this version of Resident Evil 7, think about it in these two ways. On the left, Resident Evil 7, a physical or digital release title for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. On the right, Resident Evil 7 Cloud Version. Game data is stored on a network of servers instead of your console or computer's hard drive. Save data is saved on the server side. Everything runs through the cloud. Resident Evil 7 Cloud Version connects to the Ubitus Cloud Service using the Nintendo account. Ubitus Game Cloud is coded by Ubitus to be the world's most scalable and flexible end-to-end cloud gaming system for fixed and wireless network service providers, OEMs, and game developers. Ubitus lists the benefits to gamers on their website. These benefits include no download, no installation, instant play on devices based on each individual's own terms, continuous game experience of quality console titles, pick up where you left off from any device to any device, low risk game selection, try before you buy from a big game library. Now, according to Ubitus, they list as one of their benefits is no download, no installation, but it turns out that the only data that is data that has to be stored on the Switch. There is a 45 megabyte file that needs to be installed on the Switch. A lot of people are saying it's a launch file. Now, as far as I know, Resident Evil 7 Cloud Edition is exclusive to the Nintendo Switch. As far as low risk, try before you buy, Resident Evil 7 can be played for up to 15 minutes on the Switch for free. After the free trial period, you need to purchase a 2,000 yen ticket, which lasts 180 days. You can go on the internet and use currency conversion tools to find out the yen to, say, USD, whatever currency your country runs in. You can do the conversion for that. So you won't actually be purchasing the full game. You're on a rental model. Plus, add in you need a stable internet connection as there is no offline mode. Capcom says the recommended network environment is on Wi-Fi 802.11 AC 5 GHz frequency band or wired LAN adapter. Now, since I have no knowledge on home networking, I'm not even going to bother explaining what I just said. I got a link to a CNET article on everything you need to know about home networking. Just go to tinyurl.com/ Y as in yellow, D as in doll, B as in bear, J as in jelly, M as in Michael, X as in Xbox, U as in Ubitus, and the number 4. This version of Resident Evil 7 on the Switch also includes the banned footage Volume 1 to Volume 2, End of Zoe, and Not a Hero DLC. As of this recording of this podcast, the launch date for May 24th, 2018 has passed. Resident Evil 7 Cloud Version is listed on the Japanese eShop, and it's confirmed that only Japanese is supported. What is unclear is a Western or European release and if they will follow a cloud release or not. Just bother with Resident Evil 7 at all on the Switch in their region. Now, I don't see why this game cannot be released on a physical medium. But, you know, E3 2018 is coming up. We'll see what Capcom USA's plans are. And other regions that Capcom runs in what their plans are on releasing Resident Evil 7 for the Nintendo Switch. Okay, so that brings an end to this podcast. This podcast is live on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music. You should be able to hear it on HomePad and Google Home. Try saying, "Hey Siri," or "Google, play the podcast, Play on Gamer." Until next time.